This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, poet Lewis McAdams on an encounter with a Chinese dancer he meets in downtown Los Angeles.
But first, the search continues in Colorado, Kansas, and New Mexico for tens of thousands of cattle stranded by the weekend's blizzards. The animals are quickly running out of food and water, and the National Guard has been dropping large bales of hay from military helicopters. Lieutenant Troy Brown is a pilot with the Colorado National Guard. I asked him what it looks like from the air.
Simply put, it's just a sea of white. The snow has drifted significantly, causing from 4 to 6 feet of snow, which the cattle can't traverse through. So what they've done is they've collected themselves in windbreak areas where the snow is not, and they've stomped down in small areas. Obviously, it takes a lot of effort to move through the snow, so they've stayed in one place. What we're doing is landing adjacent to them and putting out hay or dropping from altitudes from 50 feet up to 300 or 400 feet as appropriate based upon how the cattle are moving or being skittish to the helicopters.
This sounds like a fairly unique mission. How does this compare to flying in combat in an actual war situation?
Most of us just returned from Iraq from a tour of duty there, and the terrain is similar. When we land the helicopters, the rotowash creates a white-out effect where the snow is blown up into a cloud, similar to how it is in the desert where you land into the sand, having the same effect, just a different color being brown.
Some folks who maybe aren't involved with agriculture would hear about missions to save cattle and maybe not understand the importance of that. What would you say to that?
The scale of this has been described as 350,000 head of cattle, and the news reports estimated $1,000 per head of cattle. So you can see the economic damage and impact if this would be if we didn't have these resources available to distribute the food to get them through until the snow melt happens and ranchers can actually get to their cattle.
We have spoken on this show yesterday to some folks that are in southeast Colorado, some ranchers there, and they have been out looking for their cattle, and they certainly haven't seen any drops yet. How long would you estimate before sort of everyone who's having problems with this in terms of ranching is able to get some help, or is that even possible?
We're covering a large portion of the southeastern part of the state. Los Animas, Otero, Bent, Prowers, and Baca are very large-scale counties relative to what you might see on the eastern seaboard or more than urban areas of the United States. To answer your question directly, we'll continue to do this until the mission's complete. So there's no real time estimation yet. We started this, the actual hay drops, on the 3rd, and we're continuing today. Aircraft are launching as we speak, and as I said, we'll be doing it until the mission's done.
Well, Lieutenant Troy Brown, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
When we called the Wooten-Doherty Ranch in southeast Colorado, near Kim, Colorado, yesterday, to check on a search for missing cattle on that ranch, we spoke with Joy Wooten. Her husband, Steve, was out looking for 150 missing head of Red Angus. He's there at the ranch house today. Steve, how did you do?
We made about a mile and a half progress yesterday and still short about a mile and a half to those cattle. And then once we get to those cattle, then Joy and I have cattle that are about 15 miles away from where our headquarters is that we'll start an effort on that. Early this morning, I leased a Caterpillar from an outfit up in Longmont, Colorado, and they're going to deliver that Caterpillar as near as the highway to us, about 20 miles away. And we still got to figure out how we're going to get from the ranch to the highway to get access to this Caterpillar.
A bulldozer, you mean?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, is that going to be able to get you through the snow?
It will. I visited with the foreman in the county last night, and he advised me that a track vehicle like a dozer is the most successful piece of equipment they're having to access ranches across the county and across southeast Colorado.
So you think you can get to those cattle, what, maybe tomorrow or the next day?
Depending on which day they deliver, today or tomorrow, I'll need a full daylight or even maybe longer. But I can get to them, and with the cat, I can have Joy in a pickup behind me with hay on the pickup to get to the cattle.
Have you ever driven a bulldozer before?
Yes, I have.
A rancher knows how to drive about everything, I guess.
Well, kind of got to. You got to be pretty resourceful and pretty diverse.
How's the weather out there today?
Early morning temperatures were just a little bit below freezing, which is a benefit. We're going to move up into the high 40s with slight breeze, so that'll help cut some of the depth of the snow today. It's a pretty advantageous day for us.
Steve Wooten at the Wooten-Doherty Ranch in southeast Colorado. Steve, sounds like things are getting a little better. Good luck, and thanks for speaking with us again.
Thank you, Alex.